With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, the latest Democrat Party member, lawmaker, to announce she'll boycott an address to Congress by Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu next month on the Salem Media Group news program This Week on the Hill. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Elizabeth Warren and other boycotters are making a big mistake.
Critically, we need him to come and provide the direct, straight from the horse's mouth account to the Congress. And so Prime Minister Netanyahu will come and address the joint session of Congress on July 24th. It'll be at 2 p.m. Eastern, and I think it will be very well attended. But I can tell you, I'm very concerned and frankly surprised that so many of my Democrat colleagues are now saying they're going to boycott that speech. I just think it's a terrible look.
Speaker Johnson will also preview the upcoming Trump-Biden debate on the latest edition of This Week on the Hill at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday on radio stations nationwide and on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, House Intelligence Committee Chair Representative Mike Turner of Ohio warns of a Cuban missile crisis in space if Russia launches a nuclear weapon into orbit. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more on this.
Speaking at a Center for Strategic and International Studies event Thursday, Turner said if Russia were to detonate a nuclear space weapon in low Earth orbit, it would threaten economic and social systems in a catastrophic and devastating attack. Turner first warned of an unprecedented national security threat in February, which prompted the Biden administration to publicly announce that Russia was developing a nuclear space weapon that it may launch into orbit. If Russia were to do so, it would violate the 1967 Outer Space Treaty, prohibiting weapons of mass destruction from being deployed in space, a treaty that Moscow has signed. Turner called on the Biden administration to answer more questions about the nuclear space weapon, saying it was failing to address the issue. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. A Canadian hospital has sparked a controversy.
St. Joseph's Health Center in Toronto is one of the oldest Catholic institutions in the country and features a large statue of Jesus in front of the building. Now it also features a gay pride flag. The staff has raised that banner right next to the statue in honor of Pride Month, and a lot of Canadians are unhappy about it. The hospital has responded to complaints by saying, quote, "This is a place where everyone is welcomed and celebrated." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she's considering a ban on face masks in the New York City subway system. Hochul says she has concerns about people shielding their identities while committing anti-Semitic acts. The policy is still being worked out, but the governor says it would contain exemptions for health, cultural, or religious reasons. Hochul admits that establishing a ban would be complicated because face coverings have become common on subways and elsewhere. This is SRN News. An ambitious project that seeks to establish a new kind of care for Texans living with dementia and Alzheimer's has won a federal grant.
However, officials are still seeking state support. The project is a proposed 54-bed hospital that provides residents with more independence. The $6 million federal grant is dependent on matching state funds. A group in the East Texas town of Quitman pushing for that facility and thinks it would put Texas on the map for memory loss care. The federal grant is available through the 2025 session. Jason Walker reporting.
A man accused of killing seven people and injuring dozens more in a 2022 parade in suburban Chicago might not go to trial. Robert Crimo III might change his not guilty plea at a hearing this week. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.